It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American journalist and narrator Russell Baker, born in 1925 in Loudoun County, Virginia. A two-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize, Baker achieved fame with his satirical commentary and wrote an acclaimed autobiography titled Growing Up in 1983. He was also a columnist for the New York Times from 1962 to 1998 and hosted the PBS program Masterpiece Theater from 1992 to 2004. In 1994, the Forbes Media Guide 500 said this of him: "Thanks to his singular gift of treating serious, even tragic events and trends with gentle humor, Baker has become an American institution." At the age of 11, as a self-professed bump on a log, Baker decided to become a writer since he figured what writers did couldn't even be classified as work. After leaving school, he took a scholarship to Johns Hopkins University in 1942, studying for a year before leaving to join the Navy as a trainee pilot. During his long career as an essayist, journalist, and biographer, he was a regular contributor to national periodicals, such as the New York Times Magazine, Sports Illustrated, the Saturday Evening Post, and McCall's. He was elected a Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in 1993. Altogether, Baker wrote or edited 17 books. His first Pulitzer Prize was awarded to him for distinguished commentary for his Observer columns in 1979, and the second one was for his autobiography. He is one of only six people to have been awarded a Pulitzer Prize for both arts and letters and for journalism. He also wrote the libretto for the 1979 musical play Home Again, Home Again, starring Ronnie Cox. After an unsuccessful tryout at the American Shakespeare Theater in Stratford, Connecticut, the show closed in Toronto and never made it to Broadway. "It was a great experience," Baker said in a 1994 interview. "Truly dreadful, but fun. I was sorry the show folded because I was having such a good time. But once is enough." In 1993, he replaced Alistair Cook as the regular host of the PBS television program Masterpiece Theater. "That's talking head stuff," he said. "Television is harder than I thought it was. I can't bear to look at myself. I fancied that I was an exceedingly charming, witty, and handsome young man, and now here's this fidgeting old fellow whose hair is parted on the wrong side." In 1950, he married Miriam Nash, who died in 2015. The couple had four children. Baker died at his home in Leesburg, Virginia, on January 21, 2019, after complications following a fall. He was 93. Neil Postman, in the preface to his critique of language, technology, and education, Conscientious Objections, describe Baker as like some fourth-century citizen of Rome who is amused and intrigued by the empire's collapse, but who still cares enough to mock the stupidities that are hastening its end. He is, in my opinion, a precious national resource. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 14th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.